Welcome to the My Name is Human podcast, brought to you by MyNameIsHumanPod.com. I am Human Hagee.
I am Human Kangi.
And I am Human Snoke.
And today, we're going to talk about all the latest Earth... Wait a minute. There is none. What are we going to talk about today? Well, sadly, we're going to be taking a long hiatus. And we thought we hadn't been on in a few weeks, and we thought we'd put out one last podcast just kind of explaining why we're taking a break, what our thought processes are, and kind of talk basically about how we got here. So, I mean, I got here the end of February, was all in from day one. I put in $15,000. I started a news website. I joined E2News, E2.News halfway, like a week after that, just because I didn't want to compete. Then decided to go with the My Name is Human Pod, so branched out on my own. And I've been gung-ho about Earth 2 from day one. I've done everything I feel like I could have to advocate for the community on Earth to try to improve what Earth 2 was doing in regards to communication, fixing things that needed to be fixed. And it's just ultimately reached a point where I don't think the communication is there. I don't think progress is being made. And quite honestly, it's boring right now. There's just not much to do. So, and especially when it comes to making content, like there's nothing to write about. There's nothing to talk about. So we're not leaving Earth 2 permanently. We're just taking a long break until there is some consistency coming from the Earth 2 team in terms of rollouts and development. And so if they roll out one thing, we're not going to automatically just come back. We need to see some things rolling out. So can you kind of tell us your thought processes, how your journey went, and kind of why you're at this point you're at here too?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I joined in December because my brother and a friend of his, you know, wanted to basically like, you know, play the game. But then obviously as more users join, there's also some financial opportunity there. But really I'm just kind of bored of the content creation part of it. You know, if they roll out some gaming elements that we can do some things with that allow us to make content week to week that maybe don't rely on updates, because as it stands without, you know, gaming things that we can do, we're pretty much only making content about updates. So yeah, I guess the best description is just got kind of bored. But certainly if and when, because I still have some optimism for the project, and it's not like I've sold all of my properties or anything. It's just, does it make sense to continue to make content right now? And I don't think so.
And let me add that I also still have a lot of properties. I'm not selling off. I'm not doing any of that. And none of us think that Earth 2 is a scam. It's just we're taking a content break, a long content break. We will come back someday, hopefully, if Earth 2 gets their ass in gear. And they need to be honest. So, Snow, kind of tell us a little bit about your journey. I know you're not quite as bored as Kangi and I are. So, so tell us where you're at.
Well, you know, so I started back in November. And, you know, it was a fun time, especially in our early stages of Earth 2. There's a lot of stuff going on. A lot more upsets, I would say. Happened back then, especially once like January and February started rolling around. But I think, you know, as both of you stated, it's more about just covering updates and not really anything to do with the game itself or the playability of Earth 2. And I think that's, you know, once that comes out, I think the podcast definitely will come back and we'll be able to actually talk about the game, not just, oh, here's an update, you know, this is how you do this. No, we want to talk about the game, like what we enjoy about it. And I agree with Hazy and Kingy both. I don't think it's a scam. I still have plenty of properties left. I know that, I think it's going to be a while until there's more stuff that is playable, that comes out. But until then, I agree, it's time to take a break on.
And regardless of what happens, I don't care whether Earth 2 is still here next summer. We're having that fucking Earth 2 summit.
Oh yes. Yes indeed. That is still a thing. If you haven't already, make sure you go on the website. Yeah, exactly.
I definitely plan on drink. I pl definitely plan on drinking a beer with you boys, and I don't drink beer.
There we go. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Great excuse to go to Las Vegas, and the thing that we've always said about Earth 2 is the best thing is the community.
Oh,
So,
1000%.
so
Yeah.
as we continue to, bide our time a bit and wait for some more gaming updates, still got the community, so.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's actually the thing that kept us doing it this long. Like, we could have stopped 3 months ago pretty easily, just because the information has kind of dried up. I mean, we've had hollow buildings come out in essence, but honestly, those are pretty minute when you look at it.
Hard to do a bi-weekly podcast,
Yeah.
with that, basically since, I mean, I think that different people have different opinions on the slowdown, but I think the post-Dubai, post-Easter egg hunt time frame, especially.
Basically, once Shane and Nathaniel quit going into Discord chin
Yeah.
chat, really.
True. I honestly, and I think that's a one thing to call out too. I think the have those devs go in there. I mean, that livens up that Discord chat is when they're in there, even if it's
It
bad.
livens up the community.
Exactly. Everyone's talking about it, ranting about it, and it's a good time. But I mean, Shane's only been there a couple times, and all couple times he's been in there, it's just to basically defend himself in a sense. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the last time he came in, he basically went right after me.
Yeah.
And he has not talked to me via DM like he used to since that day. So I think Shane's mad at me. Shane, I still love you, brother.
We all do, and we care about this project as well, and we think that the vision that Earth 2 has, I'm speaking for myself, but I think you guys agree with me, is the vision is still amazing, and
Yeah,
if it can be
right.
achievable, this team can achieve it.
I want to play Earth 2. I want to be involved in Earth 2. Every critique or critical article I ever wrote was purely out of a desire for Earth 2 to succeed. It was not me bashing Earth 2. It was like, I want you guys to get this right. I want you guys to look at the problems and address them. This is what needs to happen. It wasn't me trying to say this game sucks. It's like, this game's awesome. It has amazing potential. Here's some problems. Let's try to fix them. That's all. It was only out of love for E2 and the community that I was doing this kind of stuff. I get a lot of lash back sometimes because people said, you never see anything positive. And I mean, I did say some things positive, but honestly, if there's not much positive to say, it's hard to say positive things. So if there's good things to say, I will say good things. I just want them to get on the right path. And hopefully this silence is kind of a reflection of them trying to organize and get on this right path and just basically pulling themselves out from the community. While I don't necessarily agree with it, if they're focusing on getting what needs to be done, then I'll come back and eat crow and say I was wrong.
Right.
Right. Oh, go ahead,
Oh,
sorry.
no, go ahead. You're fine.
I was just going to say that we've discussed it before. In the absence of explanation, people will usually jump to, the worst conclusion or worst explanation of their own. So, with the silence, right, we're going to, I don't know, I mean, we like us truly, I mean, the royal we, right? We're going to assume probably the worst. We've had setbacks or something like that. And for all we know, they can blow the doors off with the announcement. But since we do have that silence, again, it comes back to the, well, it's hard to create content when you don't hear a whole lot.
Definitely.
But
All right, so what have we been doing lately? I finally got into the NFT streets. Thanks, Walker. Thanks, Combo. Thanks, Meta. Thanks, Kanye. You got me playing in the NFT world, spending some money. I'm having fun with it. Probably gonna lose every penny I put in, but that's what you kind of expect when you are speculating like that. Kind of like when I first got into Earth 2, I kind of knew there's a potential for me to lose it all. I know, Kenny, you've been doing a lot of different things with candy, even some NFTs yourself. So kind of tell us what you've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's primarily been NBA Top Shot and Candy, which is the company that like Gary Vee and Mike Novogratz back, that they have the MLB partnership. So that's been most of my focus. I'm not as involved in like the NFT TFT project, so to speak, but doing
But
that and very busy with work.
I know you're excited along with me about NFLX.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the Dapper Labs, so the company behind NBA Top Shot, has the NFL product launching soon.
And we might even get Snowkin on that one.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that, but that's definitely interesting.
Yeah,
It's happening this season. It's happening this
it's
season.
basically an NFL Top Shot.
Yeah. So, and
Nice.
that's
Okay.
supposed to, yeah, it'll be sometime during, the 2021-2022 season. And similarly, they actually have a partnership with UFC as well, which, as a
Yeah.
fight fan, I'm particularly enthused about, but that's not out yet.
So what have you
But
been up to, Snoke? What have you been
yeah.
doing the last month or so?
On the Snoke Show, I've been doing a lot of like game shows, Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Family Feud, and it is about our two content, but it's usually about just random questions from the R2 community or stuff. I still plan on doing more game shows coming up. I know maybe try to get Hazy and King to be a part of those one day.
I'm in.
Yeah,
Definitely. And then I've been watching a lot of Randy's videos about Omi, and I actually started investing in Omi a lot on this. Like, I haven't really invested in crypto before. I did like Dogecoin and stuff on like Robinhood way back in the day before all that went down. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. And then I just kept on hearing good things about Omi, and so after looking more, not just based off Randy's videos, but after looking it up more and stuff, I've seen the trend. I mean, it's gone from 0.0002 to 0.007 already, and it's less than a penny still. And so I went ahead
I
and,
might have to buy a few dollars worth. That sounds
I mean, yeah.
I've wasted money on worse things.
Well,
Our friend of
it's
the
like
show, Randy
the
Chavez, might do quite well.
Yeah, he's a millionaire now based off of that.
And it's kind of like Dogecoin, Dogecoin, I bought in before when it was less than a penny, and I was like, oh, this ain't going anywhere. So I sold out, and I had like a couple $1,000 in Dogecoin, and but
Oops.
it wasn't doing anything. So I sold out, and 6 months later, all of a sudden, I could have been like, a millionaire. I'm like, oh my
Did I tell you
goodness.
about the time I sold 70 Bitcoin for $600?
70 Bitcoin?
For $600.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, it was a long, it's a bad story. I think Kingy and I talked about it before we went on video, but basically back in the day, I was given 5 Bitcoin on this poker site, Steals with Clubs, and I turned it into 70. It doubled in value and then it kind of dipped a little. I'm like, eh, I go, this is $600 I didn't have. I'll just cash it out. So yeah, that's my Bitcoin story.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's funny, we all have one, so that's why I like crypto, learning about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the crypto equivalent of back in my day, hot dogs only cost a nickel. Like, because that valuation was appropriate at the time.
Yeah, it's like I had no
But
idea it was going to be worth $50,000 per Bitcoin, or I obviously would have kept it. I mean,
yeah.
that's the thing
Hey,
about the.
really, what I take away from that story is it's a testament to your poker abilities. So
Yeah,
that's it.
so yeah, I actually did finish 73rd out of almost 5,000 people in a poker tournament in Las Vegas last week. So
Nice. That is
I took all
awesome.
that money and put it into JPEGs. So.
Well, just make sure you save some for next year, next time
Yeah,
you're.
exactly. Yeah,
Oh,
or you can take
I
our money at the poker table.
wait, I don't need money to take your money.
Just the initial buy-in. I
Anyway,
should have made that bet
so
with
where
you
do we
on
go
the
from here?
NFL.
So where do we go from here? We're still going to be around. We'll still be on
Oh, for
our
sure.
two.
Absolutely.
We're just not going to be doing the podcast. We're not going to be doing any articles for the time being. When we see that continued rollouts and continued communication and stuff like that coming from Earth 2, we'll talk about bringing the pod back on a regular basis. But for now,
For sure.
it's gonna be a break. We've had great times over these past 6 months.
Yeah.
A lot of good great guests. We love every guest that's come on here. We want to thank everyone that's come on here. I consider Snoke and Kangi some of my best friends in not only virtual world, but the real world. So I love you brothers for putting up with
you too, man.
My insane stuff. And so that's all I got to say. Kenny, why don't you wrap up what you have to say?
Yeah, I mean, I echo those sentiments. I'll definitely continue to be around and hanging out in the Gen Chat. And I expect to be more engaged again when we do have more gaming elements. So that's basically where I'm at. And I very much hope that we'll be doing, you know, weekly or biweekly podcasts again in the future when we have, you know, a little more content to create. So how about you, Snoke? Any closing thoughts?
You know, right there back at you, both of you. You know, ever since joining, being a part of this and going on video and stuff, it's been an awesome journey. And thank you both. And then also for all the fans that's been watching this.
Yeah. Oh yeah, much love to our small community. I mean we don't have a massive subscriber base, but we love each and every one of you. And feel free to reach out to us either in the comments on the YouTube channel or email humanhazy@mynameishumanpod.com. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have there. All right, so that's gonna be it for now. Goodbye or two for now. Hazy out.
Kangi out.
No count.
Get up off your knees, girl.
Get up.
Stand face to face with your God, oh God.